Yeah. Yeah. Well, happy fucking happy hour. Look, it's Cameron Esposito. She's like the hottest comic in the fucking world.
Yes. Oh, you guys, we're having a day.
Wow.
Well, this whole week has been a day. Every single day of this week has been a real day.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening with your hair, but I love it.
Is it straight up in the air?
Well,
off to the side?
Here's the thing. I'm a lipstick lesbian, obviously, and I'm attracted to that side of you, and the other side, I'm a little on, it's cute. I'm a little on the bubble about
lesbian. I'm a chapstick lesbian right in the middle.
We've texted your wife. She's on her way for the after party.
She is on her way. We didn't know about the after party, but and also it's the weirdest text to send to just be like, I'm at a
stranger's house.
Trust me.
Right.
There seems to be a party. Get in the car right.
Just do
right
it
right now.
Just do it. There could be.
So we'll see like how much.
There's sometimes is nakedness.
She
it depends.
Trusts
sometimes
me.
Depends how many.
There's
problems.
Sometimes nakedness and ice throwing. It depends.
I mean, this could be a trap that I am laying for her.
I can't believe you just showed up here in some crazy old woman's basement, but whatever. You're easily tricked, and we like that.
I'd say young lady. You know, nearly like just a real teenager. We're all a bunch of teenagers in here.
I got about 20 years on you. Listen, honey, here's
how's
the thing.
How's it going right now? How's your life?
It's fantastic. Oh, should the hot girl from Vancouver make an appearance? Just float in for a second so people can see you. This will make the happy hour sell like crazy. Just float by the camera. Just float by the. Oh, look, there's the hot girl from Vancouver with her incredibly even cuter dog. Hi. That's Rhonda, everybody. Say hi.
These are like very serious afternoon pants.
Don't make her do that. Really? Nice. You're going to make her do that?
Yeah.
Hi, honey. That's Dante. Yeah. You guys have a dog, right?
I have a tiny. I have this size dog.
Let me explain what my night is like, okay? Because you know it's early on. She's smoking hot, smart, and I'm just like the first one. I was like, Jesus, is that her? But it was her Yorkie. Remember? Dante was like right here. It was just. I was like, wow. We'll leave that. Yes, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're just preparing for the future.
Anyway, but it was quite a relief when it was not her.
My wife is a sleepwalker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she engage in sleep crime or just?
No sleep crime, but it is startling because the repeated thing that she thinks is happening is she thinks somebody's breaking into the house.
Oh.
So she'll be like sleeping.
So sometimes you get like an axe in the jugular.
Sometimes I just wake
up for the fuck of it.
Wake up to, oh my God, someone's breaking into the house. But it'll be like at that volume and she's also running.
Right.
But there's nobody there.
That's relaxing.
Wake up and be like, what are you doing awake? And I'm like,
well,
you have just scared.
There was a blood curdling scream. And so. So it's the same one every time that she thinks someone's breaking. It's never a different dream.
That's the repeated thing. Yeah, she thinks someone's breaking into the house. I mean, it's very. It's also. I feel for her a lot. That would be a terrible thing to.
It is. It's never different. It's like, oh, I dreamed that a unicorn farted in my face.
No, it's never a good thing.
There was mice in footy pajamas. It's not like that.
That's a cool. I like that mice sound. I like that mice sound a lot. No, it's never anything positive. It's only breaking into the house.
Right. That's fantastic.
And so you know that's why I married her.
Yeah.
Because when you find that kind of connection,
that special
you hold on to it.
Person that interrupts your sleep on a regular basis.
I mean,
with some
I'm
sort
the
of crazy
so
shit.
It's nice to have that over her so that my behavior seems fine.
Oh, it does.
You know what I mean?
Where I'm you need to find that person that's just this much crazier than you.
Yeah. Or just have like a consistently
That there's no room. It's hard for her because there's no room to the crazier of me.
You guys,
honey, you don't have to. You can go. I know.
How long?
You're making her uncomfortable, Vanessa. She's not at look.
Thanks, Ron.
How long have you guys been
just a
little
while. Just listen, don't pry. Just because we forced her on camera. We just met. She's only known. She's never made an appearance before. She's just known as the hot girl from Vancouver. Now we've ruined the mystery. Thanks, Vanessa.
I feel honored.
We shattered the fourth wall. Oh, yeah. God, now there's going to be all my guy fans are going to be like freeze framing and spank banking. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Don't. Wow. I apologize, honey. Okay. She's the one that whored you out on camera. So come on. I wasn't going to do it. Vanessa, you are such a mercenary. Come on, we need to boost the sales. All right, Cameron, back to you. Sure. So now, you listen, you've been all the rage for a while. You went on, who was it? Show? Who was the show? Jay Leno was on. I saw it.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're the future of comedy, my friend.
Yeah, that was my debut doing stand-up on late-night television.
Wow.
And Craig Ferguson was there and Jay Leno was there. And I sat between them and they looked directly in the camera and said, lesbians rule. And that was the end of the show. That's so fantastic. I just mean, that's CBS also. Where I feel like maybe that sentence had not been said before.
No, had not been uttered.
Yeah, and so yeah. It was nice to, you know, be the
well, Walter Cronkite said it once.
That it was, right.
In yes. Signing off.
Right.
Or maybe it was Dan Rather. He yeah. said, courage.
I mean, it's...
Lesbians rule.
You know, it's beautiful. And so right. It was nice to just be in that canon of people.
Yeah, that is... Well, listen, you are hilarious. I've watched the... you got the TV show, Take My Wife, is hilarious. I can't wait to meet her. So you guys are both stand-ups?
Yeah, we're two stand-up household.
Yeah. I tried that once.
It's... You know what? I love it. But but prior to meeting Rhea, I would never have thought that that would be
right.
an option.
Right, right.
Because you know what it is? It's not the joking around. It's that stand-ups I actually find are really serious people. Like,
right.
Because how serious do you have to be the kind of person that can be really committed to joking around?
Right.
Like, our job is ridiculous.
Right.
And so if you think this ridiculous right. job is a legitimate
yeah.
career path with stability in it,
yeah.
then you're a person who right. is an odd person.
And so even in the series, I can see you constantly do the thing where you're trying out material on each other and pretending that you're not. That it's,
oh,
just,
yeah,
that it's just
totally
conversation.
True. That's totally true. Or, like, we'll sit next to each other and tweet at each other.
Oh, is that funny?
And that is really happening, like, in the moment. Like, we're not actually having the conversation. We are right. having a conversation with each other on the internet. I mean, I don't know. What is another relationship now? I feel like at this point, I'm in it. This is yeah. what it's going to be.
Right. How long have you been married?
We've only been married for a year.
Okay. And how long together?
Like, 5. But, wow. you know, I think maybe people can understand this. We toured together.
Oh, so that's like...
For like 3 years.
1,000 years. That's like so in that, dog years. That's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's like you've done... I mean, you've seen the worst of each other.
Right.
And...
So did she also think someone was trying to break into your hotel room and kill you? Is this a traveling
less
thing?
Less often on the road. So maybe that's what it is. We just need to give up our apartment and live only in hotels. No, less often on the road.
Because they can't find you. The murderers obviously can't find
that's
you
right.
on the
You're
road.
That's right. You're moving all
they
around.
Don't know where
they don't
you know where are. You are.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's true. That's a good way to die.
You're like Jewish holidays. You don't know when they are. You don't know what day.
Oh, I was going to make a Santa Claus joke. So, you know, Jewish holidays, Santa Claus is just different backgrounds.
Right. Right. So, all right. So where do we start? So the series is Take My Wife, season 2 premiering, right?
And well, actually, we're working on it right now. Yeah,
okay.
Working on it right
yeah.
now. It'll be premiering in November. So we've got a minute, but we're working on it right now.
Right.
And I don't know. It's
yeah.
really hard.
It looks hilarious, but I think it's part of the trajectory of, I mean, because I know you're political. You're my political soulmate. You were for Hillary. You're very outspoken. You were at the Women's March like I was. You did the Funny and Die thing. You hosted it. It's all the same thing right now, right? Like where we're trying to make stuff funny that in some ways is really, really fucking horribly awful. Have you noticed that Cittadini is insane? Have you noticed that lately? He's completely insane?
Yeah. I mean, our job as comics is to joke around about culture.
Right.
And culture is a flaming hellmouth right
yeah.
now. So
yeah.
it's real
yeah.
difficult to
yeah.
add levity
it's a
to
fucking,
something that America's, doesn't even have an access point.
Yeah. America's like a fucking dumpster fire right now. It's he's a lunatic.
I know.
You saw the ABC that he is a lunatic.
I've switched over. I can kind of only speak right. seriously about it. I mean, I will get like, I'll get like
right.
1 in
right.
12 things I say will be a joke.
Right.
But otherwise, I just feel like I'm on stage giving like stump speeches.
Did you notice all the comedians cried the night
yeah.
that it happened? I'm going, there's something all Americans comedians are like, oh, fucking hey, Jesus Christ.
Also, I want to make fun of the president. Like, that's a great job to have as
right.
a comic. But
right.
this is not a, this is, there's, you can't make fun of this guy.
Right.
He's so ahead of you. And any joke that you could make,
right.
by the time you get it out of your mouth, he's
yeah.
already taken away somebody else's rights.
Right.
He's like, there's not even, you can't keep up with him.
You're like, funny? Oh, not funny anymore.
Right.
It was funny, like, god damn it, fucking 20 seconds ago. And now, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I have,
I don't know what we're going to do.
I told Vanessa, I have, like, overstartled response already because I already have insomnia. And then also, I love you, honey, and Dante, too. But, like, I'll see the light out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, no, fuck. What did he do now? Oh, Jesus Christ. Torture. Oh, my God. What's going on? Right?
And it's like a full-time job to keep up, which, yeah, I mean, right. It is our full-time job to keep up. But usually you can lampoon like one cultural item a day. That's like the job of the comic. You stay on that one thing.
Right.
I don't know how we're going to do. Well, first of all, how long is he going to be in office?
Yeah, he's like a coked up toddler.
I
feel like we might be talking in days. Like, as you and I are speaking right now, we're only days into that. Yeah. And already the White House is leaking like a sieve because people are going, he's fucking crazy. Did you see there's a new tweeter? That's like going, I work at the White House.
Right.
He's fucking crazy. And everyone here is crazy. Like, everyone is leaking around him, and that's going to make him even fucking crazier.
I mean, that's
gonna
all
be like,
happening.
That's crazy.
And then also his actual staff that's on his side are totally inept.
Right.
So, like, when the press secretary is tweeting out the passwords to his Twitter account.
Right, by
while
accident.
While also people are fighting the power by tweeting, like, global climate change facts. Like, those two things are happening at the same time. So it's going to crumble. It's just going to be
I feel like we're a few days in and we're already Hitler in the bunker. Like, we're already, like, I feel like he's barking orders in German. Like, you know, like, people are like, when did he start speaking German? What the fuck?
It is. Well, it is shocking to watch him and be a woman and be a lesbian and just, like, wonder how Trump perceives the world to have screwed him.
Right.
Like, you can just see that. I've never seen...
How do you get to be a rich, white, entitled man that is just such a fucking whiny, poopy diaper baby all the time?
And he's so hateful, right? I mean, his face is like... He looks like a bag of rocks. And I don't mean that in, like, a... This is not a shaming
his face.
Not a pejorative.
No.
This is a... The way he holds his face to hold in the anger that he has...
Right.
It's like squeezes... I mean, I've never seen anybody make the faces that he makes.
I feel like from the descriptions from his, I feel like he almost stroked out on the first day because of the protests. Just the descriptions of him
he's
in the White House.
Bright
like,
red. Hit, like, right. I just, how?
Right. They
how
already
does
said,
that
they already said in the Washington Post story, he can't go up a flight of stairs to where Kellyanne Conway is up there.
So then he will go away, and then we'll have
Mike Pence, who's the most homophobic
vice president.
The people for this election, this must have driven you crazy because you were a Hillary girl. Like, I wasn't. People are like, oh, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be that bad. I'm like, oh, no, it's going to be worse. It's going to fucking, like, if you think that, because I'm a fucking broken down old dyke. I'm like 20 years old. I'm like, do you understand how hard we fucking fought for this? Like, yes, we're one Supreme Court justice away from losing it.
I think the sexism that was rampant in people saying that they were just the same.
Why do you say that? Because of all the people that tweeted that Hillary was a cunt? Is that where you, the subtle sort of sexism?
Hey, here's the thing. She's not a perfect candidate because I believe that no politicians are perfect. Mm-hmm. I believe that all politicians are lying to us. That's like, that's the job.
Hillary was fact-checked as the most honest candidate
in the whole. So that we could find these small things that she did wrong, or even these big things that she did wrong.
Right.
And to me, that's like, oh, that sounds like a president.
Right.
Like, that's the... this is
you know they all have
expected.
Private email accounts right in the White House right now.
Like,
and he's using an unsecured Android.
Oh. And things are covered up, like, because the government doesn't tell the people everything.
Right.
I mean,
you mean like Russia installed him? You mean like that part? I know.
Right.
I know. Yeah,
so
weird.
We had to sit through people saying that they're just the same. And I feel like this whole time I've been the crazy one.
Right.
Because I feel like I can see something and it's so obvious that I don't
understand.
But
isn't that what was so fucking empowering about the marches? You're like, oh, I'm not crazy. Okay.
I will agree with you.
Everyone hates him. There is so much power in this.
What felt great about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the effort that people put into showing up.
Right.
Like, that they had to believe it that much.
Yeah.
They had to believe it enough to get on a plane or, you know, to take the day
just the signs alone.
Yeah.
I love that just like, OMG, WTF. I love so bad, even introverts are here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was
I
found the other one that was great. Super callous, fragile, racist, sexy Nazi POTUS.
That was a great one.
That's
great.
We shall overcome. There's the hope poster with the hair. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I also will have to say, I appreciated the women of color that showed up with signs that were not that kind. To the white women that were there, because, like, I voted for Hillary, but I am really ready to take responsibility for white women right now.
Right.
Like, I am in that group.
Right.
And I am ashamed of us.
Right.
I am really ready to feel like right. we are fucking late.
Yeah. Like, yeah, sisterhood. Where the fuck were you?
53% of white women voted for Trump, knowing how he felt about women,
right.
knowing that he's right. a repeat offender. I just feel like all I want to do is just say, I'm ready to listen. Like,
yeah.
just like, tell me all the ways in which you yeah. feel like I have.
Tell me about your daddy complex.
Because, like, I am ready to hear. Because these people that look like me.
Yeah. Right.
They made some bad choices here.
Yes, you made some bad choices. So wait, you're from Chicago.
I am from Chicago. Yeah. Trump wants to send
yeah, the like, feds. What the fuck does that mean?
Tanks in.
Isn't that out of like some fucking movie? What does that mean, send the feds?
I think what he's
saying
is,
don't they want the federal government out of our lives?
Well, no, it's when there's violence going on in an area, the easiest way to de-escalate that violence is to send
a lot of armed people in.
Bigger guns with also tanks and body armor.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you guys know this.
Because that'll calm the situation immediately.
Because that'll calm the situation right
That will
down.
Not spark a race riot at all.
I always say, more guns, less shooting.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have heard that
Sure.
phrase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. the more guns, the safer the places. So, yeah, that's they're what's happening
just,
in my hometown.
They're all just hunters. Cameron, why won't you leave them
they
alone?
They are. Yeah, it's a bunch of government-subsidized hunters in riot gear going to a city. Yeah,
honey, I thought you were bringing home deer meat for dinner. Okay, well, here it is. Since I
that
shot it
is
with a machine
a horrifying
gun,
horrifying image.
Here, it's spam now. Here.
Yeah, so that's where I'm from.
Yeah. And what
like
siblings?
I got two sisters. I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was kind of raised as the brother in the family.
Really? How soon did you know you were the A-gay? That way.
Well, I'm from a Catholic family.
Oh, me
so,
too. Yeah.
You know, it took me.
Not yours. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember
no,
you if we
Catholic
were,
family.
But.
I'm from a Catholic family, so it took. And I went to Catholic grade school, high school, and college.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I missed college. Wow.
Oh, man.
Nicely done,
you,
ma'am.
Boy,
nicely
did you
done.
Miss out on shame. I don't know if you, like, got your fill.
Oh, no. I got my fill.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. 12 well, years hard time. Yeah. Sorry.
College. So I can't. I didn't realize I was gay until I was like 20. Because I just didn't understand what was going on. That being said,
that was my first attraction. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a child, I played with like only Kens. So when I came out to my parents, they were like, there were no signs. And I was like, there was nothing but signs. You know what I like? They
you
don't
played
even
with
make,
Ken in what way?
They don't. Well, I collected Kens because he gets to date Barbie.
Oh.
Now, when I was a kid, there
so
was
you,
only
you
like
had like
one
boy
ten.
Talk with Ken about Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, fuck a nice rack,
exactly.
right?
I was like.
And there was no pussy, but I bet it's, if she did
up.
Have one, it'd fucking be hot, man.
This dude has a tuxedo and he has beach wear.
Oh.
So I thought he was very cool. I could really relate to him.
Sure.
And I collected. They only made like three types of Kens. So I just had multiples of the same Ken.
Yeah, like G.I. Ken. I had that. I know.
I had it. There was a one. There's one like holiday video. I'm like 7, and the only thing that I asked for was a black Ken because I didn't have one yet. And I just turn to the camera and I go, black Ken! Like I lose my mind about it.
Wow, you lost your shit right on camera.
Did. Yeah, because
I. Yeah, we didn't have that. I grew up way before you. There was no such thing. Yeah. My mom would have gone, like, he's black. He would have whispered it.
Well, it is funny because you can tell exactly when this happened. Because off camera, my dad goes, I believe the current phrasing is African-American. Because this is like in the late 80s or early 90s.
Right.
When, like that was like a brand new phrase.
Yeah.
So he was like trotting out his.
His PC-ness.
He was like, I'm very current, you know.
Yeah. But so, how were they with your gayness?
Well, they liked. I mean, I was a super big jock. I was an played all
That's
these
shocking.
Sports.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I played all these sports, and my dad thought that was cool because my older sister was a ballerina, and so I think he could really relate to the stuff about me that was like he could coach all my sports teams and stuff.
Right.
And then when that eventually meant, so I was like the favorite kid growing up.
Yeah,
like,
when it was just a you know what, tomboyish.
When I was just
sportiness. When you were sporty
when
spice.
When it was just about overalls.
Then
you're
like, wait a minute, you liked it. Like, let pussy. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. When it was. Linked to being a lesbian, then it was a real problem. But they were, I do not excuse them. I do say I understand where they were coming from. They were really like, you are going to hell.
Oh, really?
And so they were really worried about that for a lot of years.
Wow.
Because they were also raised very Catholic.
Yeah.
Like super, I mean, I went to daily mass in college on purpose. Like I chose to do that.
Wow.
Because that's how Catholic my family was. I was like, this is how normal people are
bless me,
college.
Father, for I have apparently sinned.
Yes.
Listen, it's only sin if you're doing it right. Right. Listen, my point, Cameron. my mom is. I didn't come out to them until I was like in my 30s, and my mom just was the typical sort of like, "Oh, Steffi, you're so pretty, though. Aren't you attracted to men?" She just didn't.
So did it ever like fully break her heart, or was she
No, she actually cried because I was crying. And she just, she thought I just, they didn't get it. I was like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But she just thought I was like, I'd had just enough boyfriends and I was sort of, you know, career oriented enough that they just didn't get it. They didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wanted to stop editing pronouns. I'm like, I'm too old to remember which pronouns.
Right.
Where I was for what holiday.
I never had to do that. I mean, that to me sounds really difficult, actually. So like they kind of found out, they guessed. Right around the time that I started dating women.
Right.
Because I was living at their house over the summer, and the woman I was dating kept sending me packages that she had sprayed in her perfume. Because she was really trying to blow up my spot. That never is subtle. I just kept getting all these boxes that have been sprayed with Gucci Rush. Yeah. Like that were just covered in like hand-drawn hearts. So my parents were like, what is going on? Like, are you dating this person? I said, yes. I mean, yeah, tears were like streaming down my face. So, I mean, they cried for like 5 years.
Oh,
and it was
only 5 years. Well,
yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it's an ugly cry.
Yeah, they cried for like 5 years. And then they both like sang at my wedding and gave toasts and said, everything's chill. I just think they had to wait it out.
Yeah. Well, here's how I think my mom and sister found out, because my girlfriend at the time, when I was just out of college and my dad had just died, so I was back with my mom. She was also an actress. And so she was in a play where she had to have a white face. She was some sort of mime situation. Who knows?
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll go with it.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Honey, do going down in the basement again. Oh, is it windy, honey? Okay. Anyway, but oh no, the rope is pulling. Anyway, but so we were making out, and I didn't realize. And my sister, she's like, "Oh, what's going on with your, you know?" And I was like, "What?" Go white. And she's like. And I was like, Maureen was just here. I was just talking to her goodbye. She's, you know, was in a play. She was like, oh, were you in the play too? Because it's all over here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Junior Dyke crime scene.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some
like,
real.
I guess I was in the play.
That's so funny. The night that I kissed a woman for the first time, I didn't realize I had, because I was really into social justice work.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just been in a high poverty area,
right.
And I had contracted ringworm on my face.
Oh, that's hot.
It's very hot, yeah.
That's fucking hot.
And I didn't realize what it is yet. It's a fungus. It's
right.
Super contagious.
What does that look like?
And it grows in a perfect circle of raised red bumps. So first of all, if you're really Catholic, and then that shows up on your face.
That's like a stigmata,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
The day after I kissed a woman for the first time is when it
fully
emerged.
It was the Virgin Mary telling you not to be such a whore.
Yeah, I mean, it was like
full
on exorcist stuff.
Right.
But also, I had kissed two guys the night
before. Well, that's what it was.
So I had to call three different people and say,
that's an awkward conversation.
I have a really contagious facial fungus.
Listen, I have a question. Have you been scooching your butt across the carpet? Because I have a worm.
I mean, it's like, it's not great.
No.
But it was a good story.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic.
Isn't that why life is worth living?
Exactly.
They never got it. Nobody got it.
Nobody
got it.
All right.
Just want you
That's
to know.
Key.
But it's all happy, whatever. I think it's like, you know, because again, I'm like 20 years older than you are. So you had a different sort of experience, because it never even occurred to me gay marriage would be legal in my lifetime. I mean, I mean, that's the thing where you go like, oh, Hillary took too long to evolve. I'm like, so did I. So did everybody. I didn't think it, you know, I was like, oh, who cares what you call it? Whatever. Who cares? You know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I didn't even grasp that at my age. The sort of like, it's not equal, you know?
I think that's such a huge point. It's not that, I don't even think it's an age difference thing I think it's literally like, I'm 35. I think if I was 37, my life would be really different, because the same week that I graduated from college I lived in Massachusetts.
Where'd you go?
I went to Boston College. And
okay.
And by the way.
Oh, so did my sisters.
You could not be gay at BC.
They went
you
to Newton College. It became Boston College, I
yes,
think. Yes,
totally.
They were Newton.
So
the
you could
Catholic,
get
yeah.
kicked out of school for being gay. But also this is at the same time that the Catholic Church in Boston was embroiled in that sex abuse scandal.
Wow.
So if you guys saw the movie Spotlight,
right.
That was happening my sophomore through senior year. So
right.
every day there'd be like the cover of the newspaper would say like Catholic Church is doing terrible things. Meanwhile, I'm at a Catholic school that is saying I can't come out. And so that same week that I graduated and was finally liberated from this pretty damaging experience, Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. So like, I walked in graduation and then I marched on the state house steps and watched the first couples get married. And it was bonkers. So my entire adulthood, because you don't really, you know, you're not really an adult when you're 18. Yeah. You're kind of an adult when you go out into the world. My entire adulthood has been about the push for marriage equality. Like it started the same week.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is interesting, right? Like it just, there really is a generational thing. I remember my first, mime face.
Old mime face. Girlfriend.
I remember saying to her, I'm like, well, we're not going to stop dating guys, right? Like it just didn't. I'm just saying it was a whole different time in but we didn't.
That's right. Yeah.
We just never. So then I think like, it just never occurred to you that it would ever be legal in my lifetime. You just thought like, okay, you know, whatever, call it whatever you want. Call it cabbage. It's, we live together. I mean, you know, in my first long-term partner, we called each other wives and married, but it just wasn't actually a thing. And so I think that, you know, that's why at some point, I mean, that's why I defended Hillary and Obama and whoever. It's like, give me a fucking break. We had more progress on gay rights under Obama than all the other presidents put together.
Right.
And it's for me, at some point, my friends and family knew for a long time. It took me a while. It was only a few years ago I came out on the air. And, but part of it was just going, you know what? I can't just say I'm for this anymore. I got to say I am this. It's time to get down on the field.
That's so awesome. And I totally agree with you. I literally said the exact same thing when people have said about Obama or Hillary or any politician.
Right.
It doesn't. There was a time.
Yeah, I'm gay and I've evolved.
I was anti-gay marriage before I knew I was gay. But the thing is that it's not about what you've ever said. It is about what you are saying now. And so I think that's why somebody like Trump is so scary, because all of his sound bites are the exact same. Like he gets more information and he just gets worse.
Right.
That's what we're freaked out about. And I think that any politician who's evolving or following the trend towards justice in this country, I think we can just like support them on their journey.
Right.
It doesn't really help, I think.
What's happening is it's emboldening, like in Texas, somebody put forward a thing to strip marriage rights. Like, and I'm going, really? Are we really at a place for the first time in our history, we're going to take rights away from people that already have them? I mean, you're already married. I'm too much of a loser. But you, my friend, still have a chance.
Well,
my personality is what is what prevents me from being married. It's not the law.
You don't know me that long, honey. You'll see.
Okay.
Our show, Take My Wife, the first scene of the whole show is Rhea and I after our wedding.
Right.
In the show, our characters. And that was so important to us because we were just like, what if we just show two women and it's not a will they, won't they, and there isn't some tertiary man that like may or may not pop in.
Right.
And nobody's trying to have babies with like sperm donors in a really contrived way. What if it's just starting with the idea that two gay people can be in a committed relationship?
Right. I love the first scene where you're like, it's the first day of our lives. You're carrying her and then you drop her across the thing and she's like, call the hospital.
Exactly. So, I mean, I just think it's such a wild moment.
Right.
I feel it too. I feel it. Right. I mean, I can't believe I have like a ring on my finger. I look at it all the time and just go like, what?
What?
Also because it has sparkly jewels in it.
Oh my God. I'm like a girl. Weird.
Exactly. It's like, it is a gender challenge for me to look at this ring. But I do also think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I don't know.
It's just, oh my God. And so are you. And so is your wife. Anyway, I love it. You just brought up a movie. I love you. You tweeted, for real, I like queer movies so much. Anyone want to talk queer movies?
Yeah, I love queer movies.
Okay, because we're different ages. Personal best, Carol. What was your?
Oh,
what was your first?
Oh my! No, my first gay movie, queer movie, was Kissing Jessica Stein.
Oh yeah,
which I
saw. Yeah.
Now this is I saw this
sore subject. Been there, done that, straight girl.
All
right, let's move
on. I know
on.
You're right.
Let's move on.
Status.
Let's
but
move on.
I got it when. Did you have an original Netflix membership? Do you remember? Do you guys remember when Netflix was? You're very young.
Right. She's like 14.
You're 4 and a half.
But no, she's 30.
No, I'm 32.
Okay, you're 32.
32.
Oh, well, you know, this is amazing. When Netflix was about physical discs.
Right.
Like actually sending you a CD.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
My nephew used to get them. I'm like, what's this newfangled thing that's here?
Exactly. And you could have a subscription that was for one, or you could get like three at a time if you were a high roller. And I have thought about this so much because this is the only way you could get lesbian movies. Like, right. maybe they'd play a film festival, but right. like the DVDs were expensive and they weren't right. really produced. There weren't
what
a ton of
one?
Them.
Oh my God. There was one a long time ago. What was his name? The guy that used to do the, oh, it's someone calling to tell us who it is.
Yeah.
We're doing Ask a Lesbian. Yeah. Your BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
But and what was it? I feel like we were all sharing the same disc is yeah. what I have found out. Like, yeah. if you want to figure out who is lesbians, find out where that copy of Kissing Jessica Stein is and then fingerprint it. And I'm not trying to give Donald Trump like a way to track us all down, but if he wants to put us on a registry, it's literally
yeah,
just
no, I've
like,
done that bit that like what, a third of his voters thinks we should ban gays from the country. And I was like, how's that screening process go? Is that a copy of Beaches in your bag?
Exactly.
Why is there Cagney and Lacey episodes on your iPad?
Golden Girl.
The person who was just packaging the one disc that they had for every season of The L Word. Because there was just, I'm sure there was just one. Right. Like, man, they really like season 3. They had it last week, too. All right, well, send it back.
Yeah, but I mean, it was used to be scandalous early on, like personal best and oh. But, you know, now we're on to Carol, and it's a whole new world.
I thought Carol was amazing. Did
was
you
hot.
Like that movie?
Yes,
I thought
it was
hot, too. And yeah. you know what?
Oh, you're going to lose your shit, because my friend Trish looks just like Kate Blanchett. She's coming.
Oh,
she's straight, and
great.
You're married. You just
no,
don't.
No, I mean,
don't.
I just want to look at her. All right. I don't care about anything else. But when I had dude friends that saw that movie, and they were like, that movie was very boring. And to me, that is like the most sensual movie that has ever existed.
Right, right.
Just like furtive glances across
right,
a room and
right.
will the it, oh anyway
just, oh, is she gonna buy the gloves so, guys are like what the fuck man where's the pussy
I think we need to talk to men about sensuality is my point
right
because if they didn't
right.
if they didn't pick it up in that
but
movie,
men I still
don't
get the whole right they don't I to this day I say gay and they just hear three-way I'm like no that is not that's not what I meant
well
it is not what I no
weirdly the I think the married thing has worked in my favor in that regard but until like a year ago.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Right.
Constantly.
Right.
Even like friends.
Because that's your fantasy too, right? Is like a fat guy whacking off in the corner watching you and your wife make love?
Yeah. I mean,
right?
It's
our fantasy too, which is nice.
Well, what I want to do is spice up your marriage. You know
right.
what I mean? Like
right.
that's my job as a lesbian.
Right.
So just kind of like make sure you feel.
Right. You're feeling good.
Like you're having some expanded boundaries. Like I just really, that's what I'm in it for. They say we're trying to destroy marriage. No way. We're trying to keep your
yeah,
marriage.
Listen, we're
going.
Trying to
it's
keep
not about
your
me.
Interesting.
It's about you.
Yeah.
yeah like yeah. I want to tell me what you need.
So wait,
good looking out.
What was this like? You did the because they did disappear us from the fucking like website, right?
Oh,
Donald
yeah,
Trump.
They did.
They disappeared us from the fucking the LGBT rights page.
Yes.
Bye.
Because they have no LGBT policy.
No.
And I tweeted that out, and somebody said to me like, "Well, but." They just removed it because they don't have any policy. And then I'm like, that alone is the, you
right.
just said the terrifying thing as if it's a not terrifying
right.
thing.
Right. Right.
That's like saying they're just taking away our health care because they don't have any
right.
other plans.
Right.
And you're like, well, we are still going to be
we'll
sick.
We'll think of something.
We're still going to need to go to the doctor. And
so wait, you did this amazing, you did the Women's March. I was there too
yeah.
in D.C., and you did the Funny or Die thing because you've done stuff for them.
Yeah.
And you were there with everybody. Tig Notaro, Janine Garofalo, Al Franken, Cory Booker, the fancy folks.
Yeah, it was. Well, so Planned Parenthood was the recipient. They were.
Yeah, us too. We did Sexy Liberal and
yeah.
our recipient was Planned Parenthood. Yeah.
And they are an organization I've worked for a couple times hosting events for them, like
right.
internal events where they have the providers come and.
Right.
like celebrate people who are on the front lines doing
right.
the work that we need to do.
Right.
So that event was very cool, not just for those people, but also Cecile Richards
mm-hmm.
was there, who's the president of
right.
Planned Parenthood,
yep.
that is somebody like I have a little bit of a tangential relationship with, and
right.
she's very supportive. And I mean, it's just cool to me that she would care about what comics are doing. It's
right.
it's very cool to me that that organization.
And that lesbians are fighting for to keep abortion, which is
yes.
generally an
right.
issue.
Yes,
for
exactly.
us.
Generally not our thing.
Generally,
but,
does not happen accidentally.
But
right.
at the same time, something we still need. She actually promised me, she promised me personally that if I ever need an abortion, that they'll be there for me. Cecile did. I think that's pretty awesome.
Something, some road trip goes awry.
But
wait, I saw you in a, was it recently a stand-up appearance talking about wanting to have kids, maybe?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's happening to me against my will. Like,
well,
I don't mean
yeah.
that. I just mean
yeah.
that my body is.
Like, it's like alien.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what's going on. I've
right.
I've dreams about baby. I don't know.
Right.
It's I mean, you can see me. This is like, I don't know what I would wear. I only own motorcycle jackets. Like, I don't understand how that would look.
Right. There might be maternity ones. You never know.
I mean, you just leave them open, I guess, but it's it's unsettling to me to think about it. I never thought I would have, my body would be in occupied territory.
Right.
And,
I
mean, is that like...
So you're, because I saw your stand-up that you, and you make a really good point that we send soup back if there's one hair in it, but you were pointing out that it's like, it's an entire head of hair that's coming out of you. And that's disgusting, just that part of it.
It's so shocking and disgusting. Right. Yeah. My sister's pregnant for the first... She's pregnant. Right. It should be the first person in my family to have a baby in.
Right.
Maybe that will sway me. Yeah. Like, if I actually see that baby that looks like me, and then I... Ugh. So I'm trying to just stay away from...
Right.
Just, like, don't let me hold that baby. I don't want this.
So how recent is this whole thing?
I don't know. It happened right after we got married.
Oh.
I mean, my wife kind of feels the same way. Rhea feels the same way. Uh-oh. And Rhea actually presents...
This is trouble.
She presents way more masculine than I do. Right. She's all short side. Of her hair.
Right.
And so, like, the two of us are just basically drawing straws at this point. We're going like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, you own like baggier sweats. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, so you don't know who would have it. It's still a thing.
I mean, I think,
you think someone
maybe
is.
Maybe we'll adopt. But because the whole thing, regardless of how you.
Is it the hair?
It's the hair. Number one, it's the hair. Number two, I mean, I'm very small. And I think I actually have kind of a.
Twinkle twat?
Women-y
I'm sorry.
Voice. I think I have a twinkle
twat. Did I jump in? I'm sorry.
But
I'm from Catholic school, too, and I was with very few men. Okay.
I feel like a real, you know, like a real, like a lumberjack, even though I don't think I present that way.
No,
I have, like,
you do
big
not.
Boobs, like, but inside, it's...
You gotta wear something tighter next time.
It's so like a gender crisis. I'm having a gender crisis about it.
Okay.
I don't know how it happened.
Okay.
And my wife is in the same spot where she's like, I really would like to have a baby. And then, I mean...
And how old is she? She's younger, right?
We're kind of the same age. She's a little, she's a year younger.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's like right now, like we have to figure this out. We have 5 years, I think.
Right. You think?
It's LA. We can... In LA, you can like... You can be like an older mom and that's
not like you're an Oogalooga.
Yeah. I don't know. But...
Where is that? Nebraska?
I don't know.
Something.
I know
what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think because women... So many women are... In the industry here, to keep their careers going, a lot of people wait. I know a lot of
Well, I don't know what older. There's a famous older lesbian comedian that says that. Like, what the fuck is with all the lesbians having babies? That used to be the whole point of being a lesbian. Right. You didn't have to have children,
right? I know. But who will love me?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that
Rhonda
why we
loves
have kids?
Kids? And I'm like,
so they love us.
And I'm like, okay, honey, number one,
it's not about them.
Right. I'm the fucking crypt keeper. Number two. I'm just like, I don't know. What is that? A child? Do you have a puppy? I don't care about.
I'm also like super in favor of adoption. And I really like the idea of, you know, maybe adopting some kids that are presenting early queerness. Like, you know, when kids
are. Oh, you're going to go like on a junior dyke, like shopping trip.
Like, what if the us go to foster care.
Right.
And we look at all the kids and we say, who seems to be exhibiting queerness? And can we just make a big queer family?
Right.
What does that sound like?
Right.
I mean, we live in California. We can do that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a family system that would be openly laughed at in other states, but here, that's fine.
You're going to take your time. You're going to shop around.
I think we're going to,
shop around
for kids. We're going to buy the right kids. We're lesbians. We can't.
So is there zero chance or not that they're going to come out of either of your vaginas?
No, there's not zero chance. I think it's 50-50.
Right.
50% that we will have.
You got to come back because we just got to know how this comes out.
But then it's also like, do you go with an unknown sperm donor? Do you go with a known sperm donor?
Right.
There's a lot of factors.
Right. Well, you expressed in your stand-up that you would not want to pick the best person. You want to pick a total loser so you can blame him later when the parenting shit goes awry, which I think is a really good plan.
I've had one guy offer, like in real life, I've had one guy offer, and he's a real nice guy.
Right.
And a gay man. I think that's kind of helpful because
I
like the idea of,
right.
Hey, we're all trying to do something we can't do. Get in here. Let's huddle up. We'll do it together. It's like a team, you know? I mean, like I said,
it's like a fish trying to run a relay. Come on. Let's get to do this.
You get on my back and we'll...
Right.
Sure, we can figure something out.
Yeah.
There is a scenario where it's like my egg, that guy's sperm, and then we just hire this whole other woman.
Right.
Who's just like some sort of surrogate.
Right.
And then that, and then she has as many babies as we can possibly fit in there.
Just like a tennis ball machine. Just like,
yes.
All right. You know what? We're done. You need to, okay. Calm down, Octomom.
I mean, it's a lot of, there's a lot of choices. It's a real, it's a, there's like many factors.
Yeah, of course. So what now? Wait, so wait, did we review? Did you ever, have you ever had sex with a man? All right.
I
think
know.
That, all right, your time's up. I think that's,
is, I don't know the answer. I mean, I had really, I had male, I had boyfriends.
She's done drunk history. She knows.
Act? When I was a, say it again.
Was there a sexual act involved?
Right. So I was an advocate of abstinence.
Yeah. No, me too. My mom and my sister were both virgins when I got married. So I, let me just say, I am, I give a mean blowjob. Because I had to, because I wasn't going to have sex, because I thought I was going to wait till I got married. And so I was really, you know.
I mean, like, literally not even that.
What?
I mean, I was just, I mean, this, I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
This is a true thing from my life in high school. Who this is also a guy I dated in college. I was dating the captain of my football team.
Yes.
So imagine.
I did that.
Yeah. Like
USC. Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, so the guy.
Yeah.
That in your school looks like the most like AC Slater. Like, he just has big muscles and nobody else does.
Right.
Where you don't know if he has been cast to play the role of an 18-year-old, even though he's 27.
Right.
That is the guy that I dated.
Yeah.
And we were class couple.
Yeah.
And I was the mascot. And nobody thought this was weird at all. Like, and I just openly talked about how we weren't having any sex. And I mean, it was just, Catholic school is very confusing. Is my point. We had no sex ed.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was just like, I'm a bird. Like, I'm a red bird, and I flap my arms when he scores a touchdown.
No, my boyfriend.
So do you guys have any other
college
questions?
Turned out to be gay, too. And we were always like, oh, I thought we weren't having sex because we were Catholic.
That's a relief.
Oh, it's because we're both gay. I mean, we did a lot of like rubby, rubby to bread songs.
Oh,
it don't matter
to
me. Like a little, you know, like my dad would walk in, like, oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it was, but right, but not like intercourse.
I'm so happy for you that
you
were with a gay man, though. That feels like very nice.
Right.
This person turned out to be
straight.
No, but
I thought.
And I feel like, I don't feel guilty about it because I just straight up didn't know. But there is a part of me that's like,
ew.
You know, I mean, maybe I saved him. I don't know. Maybe he needed to get to college without the baggage of having.
Right. Knocking someone up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember but I thought he was, you know, was the high school, like, love of my life. We're going to different colleges, but we're going to still be together. And then later, when he told me he was gay, he was like, oh, yeah. And I said, when did you have your first gay experience? He said, well, you know, the summer right after high school. Remember when I was a lifeguard? I was like, we were still together, you fucker. I remember the love of your life. You were going to.
So you hadn't started yet and he had?
Yes. I was like, wait a minute.
That is.
Hang on. Let me think back a minute.
A total betrayal. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, we were still like, oh, we're always going to stay together, even if.
Oh, man. I mean, but also, like, yeah, he got really good at football, you know?
Yeah.
He had like a lot of time to focus.
My college boyfriend was a football player at USC, and he had I'll just never forget because he had a dick that went to the left, which I think is probably what made me as political as I am to the left.
Oh,
it was he had that peritonitis. It was like you were sucking someone's dick like around a corner. It was a weird.
Wow.
Yeah, he had that thing.
Like a candy cane?
Wow.
Yes, Vanessa. Yes, like a candy cane. Thank you.
Just has said almost nothing the entire time, but then like a candy cane. No, I'm into it, actually. What I'm saying is
she
just comes in when she.
She needs to.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like
when she needs
very
to.
On
when she
top
needs to punctuate
of,
the point.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I think this is good behavior.
Mm-hmm. So we're very similar. Yeah, the Catholic
we
thing
are really
and the,
similar.
You know, like the, politically, we're soulmates. We're
and then did you.
I could be your comedy mom.
I mean, it's. Thank you for being my comedy mom.
Right. I remember.
Then did you date a ton of women? Because you.
Well.
Because like the
only because I'm a loser. I mean, I haven't meant to.
Pandora's box was open.
No, I wanted the same, you know, like my parents were together 40 years till my dad died. I wanted that 40-year conversation. I think it's, who knows, because I have my horrific personality. Maybe I'm fucked up. I don't know. Listen, Cameron, I don't know.
She's hard on herself.
No, you know what? But you know what's interesting is what's different for your generation is I think what harmed my earlier ones, particularly my long-term significant one for 10 years, is that we weren't out. I mean, she didn't want to be out. I didn't want to be out. I remember when I got my late night TV show opposite Leno and Letterman in 95. I had a late night a radio show on KFI, and I remember a Disney executive called me in a panic. And she said, did you just come out on the radio? And I was like, no, like I was just talking about some issue that was in the news. You know, at that point, it was like, don't ask, don't tell. They were terrified. They were spending $10 million to market me as this sexy, you know, late night show to men. And they were fucking terrified. So there was a period where you really did have to be terrified that you were going to not have a fucking career.
I fully
my radio show, they had ads that said making men rise in the morning.
Oh,
I had nothing
God.
To do with it. I mean, I had nothing to do with it, but, you know.
No, I mean, that is so real. And literally, thank you, because you're right. I didn't have to deal with that. I mean, when I started doing stand-up, I was out from the first performance that I ever did.
Yeah.
And luckily for me and the people in my generation, the people after me, execs realize there's a market for this.
Right. And for authenticity in whatever form.
Yes.
And I think I authentically love men, and I've always been a flirt. And so that part wasn't, like, I never made up boyfriends or a husband, or I never, like, lied. I just didn't talk about my personal life. I just, you know.
Right.
But I think at some point, you're right, it politically became important to talk about it.
It did. And then also all comedy moved, all stand-up and all comedy moved towards the personal.
Yeah.
So it went away from observational jokes,
yeah.
Seinfeld, toward this is my life. Let me show you how small it is. Louis.
Right.
And I think the great benefit for women, all women, and also queer women, is that we get to talk about our lives as if they are real. Because
yeah.
before, when it's just subjects, when it's just like airplane food or whatever, we are erased. Because,
yeah.
Because
you're depersonalizing yourself.
You're depersonalizing
just like,
yourself.
Oh, I'm just, you know.
And the assumed perspective is male. So if you're just talking
yeah.
about something that's a airplane food, you're talking from a male perspective, unless you're saying,
yeah.
I'm a woman, this is what my daily life is like.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a very cool thing we get to do now.
I'm sure you know, but, you know, Shelley Wright is the country singer who's, I always call my gay whisperer, because she's my good friend who helped me come out, because she went through the same thing. She's, you know, was marketed to men, as any kind of, like, singers and sometimes a lot of female entertainers are marketed as a sexy sort of, and so, like, every argument I had, she shut down, because she's like, yeah, no, I know. Like, you've always been a, you know, you're not a hypocrite. You've been a huge advocate for gay rights. It's, you know, but it's important to the teacher in Kansas that has to take Pepto-Bismol every day because she's afraid she's going to get fired because she can't, you know. It's important to go, it's your favorite comic and your favorite country singer and your favorite whatever. And so, but I think that she got it. I remember her saying, because she's very feminine, and she was saying, like, yeah. she used to get mad in her film. She says, I got mad at butch gay women because I'd be like, you're blowing my cover. Put on a dress and some lipstick. Until she sort of evolved too.
Yeah.
And but, you know, that's pretty fucking brave to come out in the country music
right.
business, you know, at the time that she did.
Enormously brave. Enormously brave even now. Like, I think
right.
that when we are in this field, we're trying to sell tickets and we're trying to sell our show and we're trying to sell
right.
listeners on what our experience is. There's an assumption that men can't handle it if
right.
a woman's not
right.
available to them
yeah.
sexually. And
yeah.
I think that that is wrong. And I am, this is proven to me every day, because I don't just have some
right.
female audience. I don't just have a gay female audience. The people that respond to my television show and respond to my jokes and everything else,
yeah.
it's a spectrum of people. And I think that we need to assume better of men.
I had a male station runner tell me, stop doing that bit in Sexy Liberal about the three-way and that, you know, you don't want that. And because, you know, it's a turnoff to men when you're making, and I was like, you want me to say that lesbians really want to have three ways with
wow.
all men? Like, really? Yeah. So that you, I mean, you go, are you missing the whole point of being able to be out and gay?
Yeah.
And go, you know, no, this is generally not our fantasy too, right? I mean, it's...
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, it's a fascinating trajectory. And I think it's interesting, like, your age and my age and going, like, you know, we've all gotten here together, but we, you know, we went through such different points in our history. Now we're here and we're in the fucking Trumpageddon. Going, are we fucking going back?
Yeah.
Are we going back now?
No, I'm not. I mean, I am going to do, I don't know what to do. I'm trying
right.
to do everything, every small right. thing I can. I'm trying to talk about it on stage and volunteer my services to organizations I believe in. But I also, you know, you like mentioned my, even this little stupid haircut, like walking around.
I love it.
I mean, I love it too. But walking around LA, I feel like it tells people my story. I feel like this is a queer haircut, and I'm happy to be out. Like, I want people to know.
Right.
Because on stage, and I'm likable. Like, I'm smiley. It's just my natural affectation.
Right. Yeah, no, you're...
I'm like a
incredibly charming.
Sprite or whatever. Like, I'm not...
You're a gay Mary Tyler Moore, just in time for Mary leaving us.
So I feel like it's a... You know, I want people to know the truth.
Yeah.
And you're right, for not just me, for the people.
We had our favorite, remember on Twitter, the Trump guy? He said, you know, you're not that homely. Why'd you go homo?
Yeah.
I was like, aw, thanks. Yeah. And you know what? That means everything coming from you.
That is nice. And did you get a chance to, was he an egg or did he have an actual avatar? Because it's always.
Did he have in the double digits of Twitter followers?
Yeah, to me, it's always a guy. I mean, I guess, again, just to come back, I would never shame somebody based on their appearance unless they are Donald Trump and they have made a job out of shaming women.
Fat shaming, like pageant contestants that are beautiful. Yeah. And you're like, fuck you. You look like the goddamn Garfield float in the fucking Macy's parade. So shut the fuck up.
Cheetolini. Like, your suit doesn't even fit. I mean, this is something that he doesn't have to go to the gym. He doesn't have to lose any weight.
No,
just
all the men
suit that fits.
All the men that were saying shit about women in the Women's March, you're just like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, look at you. Aren't you a fucking
it's
physical specimen?
It's insane because they really don't. I don't really think that they're doing this without realizing.
Right.
That
right. You're like
out
you're
of
proving exactly why we
of.
Fucking needed a Women's March.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, look at all the fat women marching.
I'm not saying I want to hear this from hot dudes. I'm just saying that it tends to be that the certain guy that wants to patrol women the most, I think, is the guy who feels the most bad about himself.
Right. Well, it's the guys making the jokes about, oh, you don't need birth control, just your face and your body. I'm like, really? When's the last time you A, saw your dick, B, got fucked? Like,
right.
Really?
Well,
really? And you're going to talk, you're going to judge all these women.
It's male self-worth is related to how attractive they are to women. And so these dudes that are not attractive to women, they want to, I mean, they literally want to kill us. Like, I think that that's what's behind all this vitriol that's on the internet. Like, it's not fake.
I love, and
it's
here's
real.
The other thing about the resistance. So, right, all the women fighting back on Twitter, they're just like, really? You can get fucked in a whorehouse with a handful of hundreds. Fantastic. You are a fucking delight, ma'am. Cameron Esposito, how do we support you, follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, you can
watch
follow
your show.
You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Esposito. Pretty easy. And I'm at Cameron Esposito all over the place on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. And then also my show is called Take My Wife. It's on CESO, which is spelled S-E-E-S-O. It's a new streaming service, so I still have to spell it.
It's fantastic. Her wife
awesome
is
stuff.
Rhea Butcher, who is definitely butcher than she is, which is fantastic.
She's and got she's, the right name.
She's coming to the after party,
yeah,
so I'm just
going
to take a minute to say three-way. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I mean, fuck. Dude.
We're
I mean,
here fuck, for you.
Fucking dude.
We are here for
Cameron
you.
Cameron Esposito, we love you. We fucking love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming. We got to get look at what that's empty. Love you, babies.